I feel a little bit like a dog in a physics lecture to an extent, in that this is my phone. I'm not allowed one of your phones because I have to buy my wife and my three children their phones, and I can't afford one for me. And yeah, when you talk about digital natives and digital immigrants, I'm some other category, which is, yes, I don't get it. So this is analog. I'm just going to share, I'm halfway through a book at the moment, which is going to sell absolutely nothing because the tagline on it at the back, it says, if you only buy one book on metacognitive strategies for the last 10 minutes of the lesson this year, then make it this one. but fascinatingly, while I've been researching it, and I'm halfway through, and the deadline's at the end of this month, I've had to read some of the research documents that Professor Hattie read, and my God, they are quite interesting. If your idea of interesting is something which is unambiguously tedious, here's some stuff that I've picked up. A word on meta. There's my favourite definition of meta is it is an abstraction off of itself, which I think is beautifully poetic, and it comes from the Greek preposition about. So a meta-analysis is an analysis of an analysis. Meta-art, there's a whole genre called meta-art, art about art, and there's a whole load of dweebs in America that make series and series of meta-comics. One might reasonably argue that my book is meta-nothing. I think it's in order to understand how plenary should work properly, and let's have a look at why we don't really do plenaries or why they don't get a lot of attention. It's because of the name, isn't it? My wife said to me, what is a plenary? I was a bit at the end of the lesson. And she's gone, it sounds like an infection of the penis.
Is it not?
It may very well be. It's not one that I've had yet. if we're going to focus, didn't think I'd enjoy this, but I am. If we're going to focus on getting metacognitive awareness and strategies and regulatory stuff together with the kids, because the plenary is a metacognitive strategy, then we've actually got to have a look at what their goal orientation is first. There are two versions of goal orientation. There's mastery and performance. Performance comes in two tantalising varieties. Mastery is basically you want to get better at it. And to an extent, that was one of the reasons that I chose to write a book about the plenary, because it was really boring and I wanted to see whether it would be possible to do it. Performance comes in two grades. Performance approach and avoidance. Performance approach is you want to be seen to be better than your mates, and performance avoidance is you don't want to be seen worst of your mates. They don't work very well. The effects of having a mastery approach is unambiguously positive. The effects of having a poor performance approach ambiguous, and performance avoidance uniformly negative. Metacognition itself comes in three tantalising varieties. There is metacognitive knowledge, what you know about yourself and what you know about others, and metacognitive relations. Actually, for instance, on this, I have certain pieces of metacognitive knowledge. I'm aware that if I'm researching stuff to write about it, if I read it off of a screen and then write about it, it's called copying and I'll get done for a perso. My metacognitive knowledge is that if I print Wikipedia off instead and I take it into the garden and distill it, then it isn't like copying. I also have other pieces of metacognitive knowledge. I write best when I've got music on and research best without it, and I write at my very, very best after half a bottle of Shiraz. Or as I refer to it down the offy, could I have a bottle of metacognitive self-regulatory juice, please? So basically, what are you talking about, mate? Basically, the plenary is a metacognitive experience which will build into their metacognitive knowledge and increase their abilities at metacognitive regulation, which is just as simple as, I'm not doing very well at this, how will I do better? Or better, I might take a break, or I've got to focus. And here are just a few of the sillier plenaries I came up with.
Start well again. And you go, that ain't funny, sir. It ain't funny now because you don't know enough. It will be funny at the end of the lesson. Here, if you look at the solar stuff, extended abstract, which I think two words go together fantastically. I had a look at that, and our idea with a plenary is go, right, let's relate it to some other subject. And we think that's a really clever idea. It doesn't work. You're idiots if you're doing that. Relate it to, let's try a singular piece of knowledge that some kids don't get. Right, the man in the sky who also lives in your toaster and is going to get really cross with you if you don't believe in him doesn't actually exist, right? There's a piece of knowledge. Relate that piece of knowledge to reading. Don't work. You know, will that help you decode? It transports the Bible into the fiction section. You know, related to mathematics, it doesn't work. So we start to think, right, is that aberrant? And you try another bit of knowledge. Relate your knowledge of Oxbow Lakes to of mice and men. It doesn't work. So we're reaching in the direction of something that's really daft. A better way of doing it, I like, and has worked with my kids, is what is the opposite to this learning?
1 minute.
Okay. What is the opposite to this learning comes up with some very nice approaches. Or think of a tangent to it, which is actually a much higher order skill. Hello, Nick. I'll end up here. Me and my brother, every year, play the same game. We sit in the front room, both with a bottle of whiskey each, and we drink it. He drinks his and I drink mine. Then we go out of the room, knock on the door, and the other one has to guess who it is. It's really, really hard. And I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.